Dude, where the hell are you? I know, you said 7 o'clock and it's 7:15. You're the one who suggested this. How can you bail? Look, if it was any regular double date, I wouldn't mind it too much, but I don't even know who this chick is. You set it up! I'll know her when she gets here. What the hell do you mean? Oh no, 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 no. If you're gonna bail out on me so you can go mack on your girlfriend, you can just... Wait, don't hang up! Fuck, god damn it. I am gonna kick your ass the next time I see you. How do I keep falling for this shit? You'll know her when she gets here. What the fuck does that even mean? Holy shit! What the fuck? Do you even make noise? And also, what the hell are you doing here? Oh, really? And she bailed on you? Oh, no. No, no, that's not right, because if you're here for a blind date, and I'm here for a blind date, and both of our coworkers bailed on us, that means they planned this. Fuck. Why are you doing this anyway? I thought you were dating that asshole from PR. No, okay, my bad, HR. What, were they not to your taste? Well, what kind of attitude do you want me to have? If you were looking for Little Miss Sunshine, I think you should look elsewhere. Wait. Don't go. If our friends are trying to pull some shitty prank on us, we might as well spite them by trying to be civil. Yeah, well, he told me to order this drink for you, so you might as well sit down and drink it. Since I already bought it. Well, it's not really to my taste, so... Yeah. Come on, take a seat. Well, it's a cute place. I just didn't expect it to be so pink. Well, I have nothing against pink. It's just very overpowering. It's like I'm inside Hello Kitty's brain. You would like that, wouldn't you? Well, you've always been that way. You with your being perfect and soft and shit. I don't have a problem. Look, we have two very different aesthetics. And that's made very apparent by how we function at work. And just because Jim picked your design for the spring launch does not mean mine was worse. It was just different. That man's always had a soft spot for you. Oh yes, he does. Have you seen the way he looks at you? It's gross. Of course you never noticed. You're used to it. What, everyone looking at you? No, not because anything's wrong, but have you seen yourself? It's infuriating, really. And, you know how competitive work is. The amount of times we've butted heads over the tiniest details. I really don't know why our friends thought this would be appropriate. What? You liked it? I don't think that's true. You never liked my design. You always say it's too technical or some shit. Well, how was I to know? You've never complimented my mock-ups once. Critiques, yes, but that's not what I would consider a compliment. I totally have. Because first of all, I can recognize defeat and I'm not a sore loser. And secondly, I know when a design is good. And you've been working your ass off. Yeah, that is a compliment. If there was anything I actually admire about you, it's probably your work ethic. Yeah, it's impressive. Oh no, who's the one slouched over their desk at like 12 a.m.? Yeah, well, I only stay because of that creep from our department. You know, the one who's always loitering next to the women's bathrooms? Yeah. You know, I saw him trying to show a bunch of interns around the other day, and I swear to God, I've never felt such uncomfortable vibes from these poor kids. He always goes for the pretty young ones. Now, I didn't want you to be alone in there with him. No matter how unfriendly we were to each other, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. You're welcome. Besides, you working hard kind of pushes me to do better too. And that I do appreciate. So, what happened with HR guy? Really? I don't know. The rumor mill is quite active where we work, and people say things, I hear them, I usually assume they're true, for comedy's sake. Yeah. Remember that Christmas party fiasco? Yeah, those two party animals that went up to the 15th floor. I know, on the balcony, no less. They really thought no one could see them. Well, HR never found out about it, so I don't know. If I can say anything about the people at the party, it's that they can keep their mouths shut. Yeah, I heard her secretary was devastated. It's comical how much she worships that woman. What about me? No, I'm not. I did have a girlfriend a while back, but that, well, didn't end well. It's okay. Sometimes you end up with people you're not supposed to be with, and that's fine. You look good. I guess I just never saw you outside of work clothes. But, you clean up nicely. Maybe a little bit fancy for this pink cafe, but I think it suits you. I like what you've done with your hair. It's always so professional looking at work, but this... Anyway, how are you liking the drink? Yeah, good. Good to know I got it right. My buddy texted your order, and I swear I didn't know what half these modifications are. I think the barista has a grudge on me. Yeah, well, it's a good thing I don't come here often. How about you? Do you come here often? What? No, a pickup line? What? That is so corny. Why would I ever... I mean, do you want it to be? I don't know. I've never seen the side of you before, and I know it's always cutthroat at work, but I'm kind of enjoying chatting with you. Okay, all right. Maybe enjoyable is a little bit too kind. Tolerating, then. Speaking of tolerating, I think our barista's giving us the evil eye. They're probably closing soon. Come on, let's go. Where? Do you want the obvious answer or the less obvious answer? The obvious answer is outside, so these poor baristas can finally start closing their store. Well, the least obvious answer is up to you. Come on. A little bit chilly out here. You okay? Well, I'm not suggesting you're not dressed for the occasion, but you do seem to be shivering a bit. Here, take my jacket. No, I insist. No matter how we started and how you think of me, I can be nice sometimes. So, where are we heading? Yeah, my buddy said you'd bust over here, so I can drive you home if you like. If you've had enough of me. And if not, we can grab some drinks elsewhere. Whatever you like. Come on, let's walk to my car first, and then we can decide. I'm starting to feel a chill. Oh. Okay. So, you want to get out of here?